This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. An emergency special session of the United Nations General Assembly is underway with the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaching. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our report.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the emergency session, calling 1 year of war a grim milestone.
An affront to our collective conscience. It is a violation of the United Nations Charter and international law.
Ukraine's foreign minister is urging nations to pass a resolution calling for a peace that ensures his country's sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity.
This vote will go down in history.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We will see where the nations of the world stand.
Russia's ambassador called what he described as the Ukrainian crisis a catalyst for visceral Russophobia. The resolution will be put to a vote in the 193-member General Assembly Thursday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia has said it will not test fire a hypersonic missile during joint naval drills with China and South Africa, contradicting earlier reports. Kate Bartlett from Johannesburg's.
A senior Russian naval official told a news conference in Richards Bay on South Africa's east coast that the country had no plans to fire the Zircon missile during the 10-day exercise, Reuters reported Wednesday. A frigate that carries the weapon, the Admiral Gorshkov, is in South African waters, one of several Russian ships deployed to exercise MOSI 2. South Africa has been heavily criticized for going ahead with the exercises, which coincide with the first anniversary of the ongoing Ukraine war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're following, visit us at voanews.com. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida say a gunman opened fire on two television journalists reporting on a murder scene near the city of Orlando, killing one and injuring the other. The sheriff said the suspected gunman, a 19-year-old, was arrested shortly after the attack on the journalists. He faces criminal charges in the fatal shooting of a 9-year-old girl and the wounding of her mother inside their nearby home around the same time the journalists were attacked. The suspect is also charged with killing a woman in her 20s who was shot hours earlier. Palestinian militants in Gaza have fired rockets into southern Israel a day after Israeli troops killed 10 people in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The Israeli military said 6 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip towards the country's south, 5 of which were intercepted. Israeli aircraft then struck several targets in northern and central Gaza, including a weapons manufacturing site and a Hamas military compound. There were no reports of injuries in Israel or Gaza. The violence comes in the first weeks of Israel's new far-right government, which has promised to take a tough line against Palestinians and pledged to ramp up settlement construction on lands Palestinians seek for their future state. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in Turkey will widen an investigation into building contractors suspected of violating safety standards following this month's earthquakes. The interior minister said more than 560 suspects had been identified so far, with 160 people formally arrested. He said more than 43,000 people died from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck southern Turkey. Tens of thousands more died in nearby Syria. Ukrainians and their supporters are due to march through Australia's biggest city, Sydney, Thursday to mark the first anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Phil Mercer from VOA has more.
365 days strong is the rallying call for the march in Sydney. About 1,000 people are expected to march through the city before holding a candlelit vigil outside the city's St. Mary's Cathedral. Rally organizers say the gathering will honor the heroic resistance of the brave Ukrainian people. Vigils are also planned Thursday in the Australian cities of Canberra and Melbourne. Rallies are scheduled in Brisbane and Perth on Friday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And brutal winter weather in the northern United States has brought snow, dangerous gusts of wind, and bitter cold to much of the area. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.